You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Yet another new guest to the show, doing a lot of interesting and important work in our community. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Let's just jump right in. We're joined this morning by Darian Dunn. He's a managing partner with Atlantica Properties. Darian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, the pleasure is ours, Darian. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. You got a lot on your plate. So grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into all the work that you are doing, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I'm an Atlanta native.
One of the two.
I like to tell people that a lot of us are still here. We're just overcrowded by all the other folks that choose Atlanta as their home. So, went to Redan High School in DeKalb County. Been educated in Atlanta my entire life. Went to Georgia Tech, studied civil engineering and economics. Then started my business, Atlantica Properties, in 2010 with my brother Trenton. And we focus on affordable housing. You know, we try to do as many things in this for-profit world that actually benefit folks more than just ourselves. So it's something that I really look forward to every morning of trying to make an impact in this city and this region that I was born and raised in.
Outstanding.
Well, and you wear many hats. So tell us about working at the Buckhead CID as well as Atlantica Properties.
Well, I'm blessed to be able to pursue both of my passions in life, affordable housing being one and transportation being another. And throughout my career, I've always tried to find opportunities where I can focus on both. So with Atlantica Properties, I can look at that affordable housing problem that we have or issue that we have in Atlanta and try to help solve that through some of our initiatives. And with the Buckhead CID, I can focus on the passion of transportation, and it's something that actually goes hand in hand.
Transportation
and our traffic congestion and transportation costs really do affect how we live. So with those two organizations, the one that I run with the Atlantica Properties and with the Buckhead CID, I'm really able to solve two of the biggest issues that we have in Metro Atlanta, being affordable housing shortage and our transportation kind of crunch that we have here.
Yeah, you know, CIDs don't just focus on transportation, but that seems to be the main work of these community improvement districts. Because I mean, for obvious reasons, as you just articulately stated, that is a critical issue.
It is. It's very critical, and many people think that we just focus on transportation because it's the thing that we feel the most, and we feel it on a daily basis for an hour in our cars every morning and every afternoon. But we also focus on creating places, and that's something that is it intertwines with my work with Atlantica Properties because we literally create places for people to live. But that's really the focus of CIDs as well, of creating place. And in the process, yes, we might help make your commute a little better.
Yeah, thank you for that. What types of projects are you working on for Atlantica Properties right now?
Yeah, for Atlantica, we are a property acquisition and property management company. So we acquire multifamily properties, apartment complexes, and single family properties. We have some legacy properties that me and my brother many years ago started acquiring. And then recently, we actually purchased all of the single family homes from the Housing Development Corporation of DeKalb. They had 72 homes that they were renting, rental properties, and they wanted to find a good home, a good company to actually take ownership of these properties. And it's something that the minute I saw those homes for sale, I had to get in front of them. So I called their broker and said, you got to get me a meeting. You got to get me a meeting with the Housing Development Corporation of DeKalb, because I know if I can tell them my mission that they will select me. And there was a lot of other big players that were going after this portfolio as well, because there are 72 rental properties in this hot real estate market. And I was just really humbled and blessed that they chose us to actually be the owners of these homes. And the way we sold it and the way we pitched it is that we want to be landlords for as little time as possible. Most affordable housing initiatives focus on creating affordable rents and a great place for folks to stay. But the focus is more on the landlord. You're the owner. You will control this person's destiny. Even if you have good intentions, you're still controlling their destiny. And we went in there and said, we actually want to flip the script on this and have these folks control their own destiny. So when we take ownership of these properties, we will be the landlord, but we're going to go to them immediately and say, we want to give you the opportunity to own these homes. We want to sell them to you as the tenant. Oh. So we said, we just want to be the conduit. We just want to be the conduit to get these homes from tenant to homeowner. So that was
our focus. And I'm guessing that's where Own the Cab came from.
Me and my brother were thinking on one Saturday, it was like, we need to make this an initiative. We need to give it a name. We need to brand this. And these 72 homes will be the pilot for that. So we said, let's call it Own the Cab. And we want to take this show on the road. And, you know, we have owndecab.com and we just got Own the County. We want to make this something where it is not just about DeKalb, but it's about our whole Atlanta region. And we really want to make this open source where if somebody in the Bay Area of California says, you know, I want to do an initiative like that. So it's something where we're calling it Own the County, and we're starting with DeKalb County being Own DeKalb.
I think that's brilliant. And I think, Carol, I suspect this is not the first time, you know, this won't be the last time we hear about a project like that. I think this is going to start a movement. Because here's the thing, Darian. On an Atlanta real estate show like this one, we talk a lot about the frickin' traffic. I mean, so everyone talks about it, and as you said, everyone feels it. But another, in my view, equally critical problem in this community, and in other cities, obviously, is the lack of affordable housing. So talk more about that. I mean, I think most people don't pay as much attention to that as they should because of the positive impact that can have on a community when that problem is mitigated. Talk more about the depths of that issue.
Yeah, it's really a population issue. You have to really dig deep to see what is the root of the problem. And Atlanta is just an attractive place to live. Right now, the city of Atlanta proper has 500,000 people. ARC and the city of Atlanta are projecting that in 20 years, by 2040, we're going to have 1 million people in city of Atlanta proper.
Wow.
That is doubling the population of a major American city.
Right.
So we think we have affordable housing and traffic problems now. The city's going to double in the next 20 years. So it's something that I tell people that our issue with affordable housing isn't something where there's any malice at its core. It's just that there's so many people that want to live here. We have a great hub of transportation being the airport, and that was started, you know, years ago. And this is a baby that was birthed from that transportation mechanism of the airport, and that has created so much of a draw to the city of Atlanta. So that trickles into our housing. People want to live in this area. And when you have more people fighting for the same limited assets, you have this affordable crisis.
Right.
So it's something that a lot of the middle is being left out. And you hear about this missing middle.
Missing middle.
You know, folks that have a lot of resources and have a lot of money, they can afford to live pretty much wherever they want to live. And then the folks that are at the lowest end of the spectrum, there are a lot of programs, a lot of good government programs to help them. But if you make the median income for a single person or for a family, you make $60,000 to $70,000, there's not a lot of options for you. And that's something where we wanted to say, how can we use our resources, our knowledge, our talents to help kind of fill that missing middle? Because folks that have a lot of income, they honestly don't need as much help. Many of those folks that have a lot of income, they're actually living in the spaces that a lot of the middle would live in.
Correct.
If you make $250,000, you don't necessarily live in a million-dollar neighborhood. You live in the same home of somebody making $70,000 if you live in an apartment complex or something like that. So when you have that demand of the high end and the low end pushing for the same piece of real estate, you just have this battle. And it's something that we want to help create opportunities for that missing middle. And Own the Cab is one of those initiatives where we're saying, hey, somebody making a median income, you can have an affordable place to live. And it's really about the sustainability of it. We want to make it something that's sustainable. If we stayed landlords for these properties in infinitum, it would be something that it would be based on what is the goodwill of Darian and Atlantica Properties. We want to get this beyond us. If I sell this home to you, you control your destiny theoretically forever.
Right.
You can own this home, pay off the loan. You can pass this on to your kids and your grandkids. So we wanted to change the conversation on affordable housing and take the focus off of the landlord and put it on the actual homeowner, the actual person living in the home. And they are empowered to make their decisions about their neighborhood, their community, their schools, and their future.
And that's when things get really exciting.
That's
exciting.
That's the, you know, to me, it's one of the tenets of the American dream.
That's it.
Right.
So I love it. I love it.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington, and I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy-efficient homes, guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
We would be remiss, Darian, if we had a fellow representing the Buckhead CID on the show not to ask about some of the key projects you guys are focusing on there. What's happening there?
We have a lot of projects going on, mostly focused on the major state routes that run through the Buckhead CID. So Peachtree, we're doing Peachtree transformation, really creating that space where we have streetscape projects going up and down Peachtree. Right now, we're working on Peachtree Phase 3 and Phase 4, which pretty much run from Piedmont south, going almost down to Midtown, working on traffic flow, but also working on the streetscape aspect of multimodal transportation. So you can actually get onto the shoulder and have a bicycle.
Right.
You know, right now, if you have a 4 or 5 foot sidewalk, legally, you can't put a bike on that.
Right.
So we're really focused on all of our projects. We try to bring that multimodal element to that. And that's something that's the city and the region needs that so desperately. You have to have it. It's not even a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. You have to have that multimodal aspect. And we're also working on Piedmont Road. We're working on Lenox Road. A lot of the state routes that run through the CID with Peachtree kind of running down the spine. So we're really looking at ways to create the connectivity between those neighborhoods of Buckhead and the business core and the folks that are commuting between that. You have a lot of folks that come from Cobb County and North Fulton that come down to work inside of Buckhead. Over 90% of the folks that work in Buckhead do not live in Buckhead.
Right.
So therefore, we have an affordable housing crisis in Buckhead because the folks that live there, the daytime population is very different than the nighttime population. So it's something where that's where my two worlds kind of collide in understanding housing and understanding how we need to create transportation options. It's very kind of synergetic.
Well, you kind of make a good point. There's affordable housing, then there's housing affordability, which in the minds of a lot of people aren't the same thing. Because, you know, if you make six digits, that doesn't mean that you can afford a home where you work.
Oh, no.
Right? And it also doesn't mean that you should have to pay $600,000 for a home because the price of land has gone up and government regulations and.
That's it.
So, you know, you've got to kind of look at it from both aspects, you know. People, you know, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or a fireman or a policeman or, you know, a veteran, everyone has the right to the American dream.
Right.
And you've got it's just all the perfect storm. It's all become so much more expensive and that it's really being looked at on a national level. And I have someone I want to introduce you to.
And that's so true. We have so many service industry workers, retail workers that make Buckhead great and make those businesses thrive. None of them live in Buckhead. And we want to say this would benefit everyone. It'd benefit the folks that are in their cars, stuck in traffic, because these folks are coming from Cobb County. They're coming from the east. They're coming from the north because that's where it's a little more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've kind of heard, you know, drive till you can afford it. And it's something where folks are just pushed out until the point where they can afford to live somewhere. But that creates those traffic jams that we have. So we're looking at that. And the CID is actually studying how those connections can be made between the transportation issues we're having and how they're directly tied to our housing stock. For that missing middle, because a lot of the apartments that are being built around Atlanta, specifically in Buckhead, are that triple class A. And there's nothing wrong with that.
They're so expensive.
I mean, they're being filled. So those are great homes for those folks.
Right.
But there's not a lot of apartments that are being built that have a $950 price tag.
Right.
You know, they're more in the $2,000 and sometimes $3,000 and up dollar range. And there's folks that are meeting that demand and they're filling those up. But when it's time to get to work, everybody's crossing everyone. You
right.
know, everybody's going to somewhere else and bringing those workers into Buckhead kind of creates a jam.
Yep. Mm.
Would love to keep you on the air for a while. We have so much more to talk about all these issues because they're so critical. Unfortunately, we're running low on time, but grateful for your work. And I'm excited to see how this own the cab thing evolves because I think that could spark similar movements that are desperately needed.
We hope so.
In most other larger communities. So. Kudos to you and your work there. Darian, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions or learn more about Atlantica or Own the Cab or frankly, Buckhead CID, where do they go?
For Atlantica Properties, you could go to atlanticaproperties.com or owndecab.com. And if you want to learn more about the Buckhead CID, you can go to buckheadcid.com.
All right. Darian Dunn, managing partner for the Atlantica Properties. Darian, once again, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's first About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.